Hey everybody, welcome back to the USSL podcast with your host, Alex Gobert. If you don't remember, I am your core for this year, and it's been a while since I've seen y'all, right? Ashley took over my podcast. Summit happened. It's been like a couple months. So I'm glad to be back, and today we are going to talk about some of the crazy fun things that have happened this year, because, I don't know about y'all, but I had a great year in VSA. As you know, I do not like talking to myself, so we're gonna bring in some people today. I have with us UTSA's president, Vundin, and UTA VSA's interim vice president and ICC, Anthony Nguyen.
All right. I'm so glad that you could be back here, Alex. We've obviously missed your voice. Hi, everybody. I'm so honored to be here right now as an ICT, but also an outgoing president for UTSA VSA. It's been a long time coming. Like I said, I'm the president, and this is my last year, I guess. And I major in medical humanities and hoping to go into administration. A little bit about myself. I have been in the VSA space for a long time. I've been very involved with VSA South for quite a while, but this is only accomplished because of my ICCs. I have a really good relationship with most of the ICCs, and I'm very excited to introduce Yasu Ann, one of my favorites.
Hi guys. My name is Anthony, like Alex and Van said. I'm not as cool as them, but I am the current UTA interim vice president. I'm super excited to be on the podcast today. And yeah, I'm a second year mechanical engineering major at UTA.
Wow, I'm a mechie too. So
Yeah.
yeah, those are our guests for today. Like I said, we're going to be talking about some of the wonderful accomplishments that our partner schools have done this year. But before we get into that, I'd like to know more about these two wonderful people themselves. With that, Ant, could you tell me your VSA origin story real quick?
All right. Well, I didn't really put myself out there. I kind of just found VSA my freshman year. So going into my freshman year, I had like COVID. Obviously, last year everybody was affected. Everything was online, and we didn't really have like any in-person events until maybe the second semester. And the first actual event I went to was like a sports thing or a sport like a IIMS game that I went with. I signed up. And I was put on the same team as another person who's really heavily involved in South, or who was Dylan Ngo. And he kind of like showed me the ropes, like baited me, just told me to he's the one that basically like told me that I should run for officer, just encouraged me and just does what everybody in South does, just baits me. And and yeah, long story short, I'm here. Other than that, I've found a lot of great friends long that I will hopefully be in my life for the rest of my lives. But I really found family in VSA. But it's all thanks to, I guess, Dylan. But most of me, everybody I've met as well.
It's funny, you were like all talking and then you were like, I guess Dylan. I guess just Dylan, whatever.
I mean, Dylan's made an impact on UTA VSA for sure. And I don't think there's anybody who has crossed paths with him that have been disappointed by him as a person and also like as a leader, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
I miss
Sure.
him.
What about you though, Van? Tell me about your VSA origin story.
Okay, so I feel like the more I talk about this, the more I feel a little bit older. I felt like I have the privilege of knowing about VSA before I even came to VSA or came to college, you know. I've heard about it because one of my aunt, her name is KB Vu. She's currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia. And I've met her before I even went to college, and I've always wondered how come she knows so many people. There's her connection is crazy. And so one day my sister and I asked her, "Oh, what's your secret?" She said, "VSA, you know, that's a secret." But it's not really a secret because once I, got to college and I knew that I wanted to join VSA, I seeked out VSA, and it was already the first time that I've even gone to the meeting. Like everyone was just really welcoming. The president at the time, David Chung, also called Squid, Squid was really friendly and just like overall embody what VSA was, which is like family. And so that was like when I started like my VSA journey. And as much as I love being in leadership, you know, I felt like that first semester was the best, because I had like the best family to ever exist on this entire planet, the greatest people. So that was a time. Everything started changing because I took leadership in my second semester of my freshman year. Let me just say that again, because I just stuttered. I took leadership in the spring semester as the service chair, and it just kind of skyrocketed from there. So like I got into e-board, so as a secretary, and then I had my co-presidency era, and then ultimately my presidency era. I have my foot through the door with the second semester being service chair.
Wow, so fun. It's nice to see like two sides of the coin. Like we have someone who's been in the space for a little while, and then we also have someone who's like pretty new, but
it's... And I feel like we make more of an impact than we think we do. I feel like there are a lot of people who see our social media or talk to us, and we talk about VSA, and they get inspired by us too, you know, and we don't really even realize it. And I feel like my VSA experience did not disappoint, like, you know, from the first time I heard about it.
Aw, that's really sweet. That's good. That's good to hear. Nice and wholesome. Now that we've like talked about who these two people are, now we can move on to like talking about who they represent, which is their schools. So we can talk about like some of the things that their schools have done for the year. And I am definitely not qualified to do that, so I'm gonna pass it back to Vaughn to tell us some highlights about UTSA's year.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is obviously our first year back from COVID. I've served on board pre-COVID, during COVID, after COVID, but this is probably the best year ever because we've implemented a lot of new things, right? First of all, our ACE program has just genuinely just blossomed. It's a two-year-old program. So it's kind of new, but everyone really enjoy their families, but genuinely found the person for them as their big or little auntie, Jen or Am, you know, and they have that intimate connection, and that's what keep bringing them back out into VSA events. Yeah, so our ACE program is really successful right now. Hopefully that just keeps, you know, spiraling, and everyone just keeps getting picked up and, you know, enjoying that like family line. And our family line is really different from other VSA. So how it works is we started out with six original lines. So like the first six N or J, right? And so in order for you to even be a part of the line, you have to be picked up by one of those people or the people who are already in the line. And so it just keeps growing. It's like a family, but it's like not. So it's like a legacy. That's really awesome. Another thing that we have successfully implemented is our safety pillars. We highly emphasized on safety this year, whether it comes to COVID safety or like personal, you know, space and boundary, like whatever, like safety is our priority. And we've done a lot of like workshops and small presentations here and there to like let our members know, kind of educate them on what safety is, like how to prevent being put in danger and stuff, how to look out for their friends and their family and stuff. That was really cool. I feel like it always is a harder topic to talk about, but our members have always been great at listening and giving feedback. So pretty wholesome. I think another great event that we had was Charity Ball. It was really nice to have Charity Ball back in person. Our RSVP list this year is actually the biggest it's ever been. Even though our VSA is around for over 10 years, 11 now actually, it's always been kind of small because it's a transfer school, you know? And so this is the biggest our VSA has ever been. And it's just kind of fun. Our theme is the more the merrier. Gangdong Gangbui, you know, and this year's Very merry.
I'm glad to hear that. I love that shirt. I have the shirt with your theme this year. It's great. I love it.
Thank you. I love seeing people wear our merch. It's great.
Right before this, I was wearing the shirt from last year, the UTSA shirt from last year.
Oh, I like that. The white one.
Yeah, the white one.
Wow,
It's cute.
gotta rep us, you
I know, it's nice. I like it.
I'm gonna need to get Alex a UTA shirt. I don't know.
No, do it, dude. I'll send you my address. Send me one. I don't have one,
I
man.
sense
I sense a little
some
bias here.
jealousy.
I
I
sense, no, I
sense some
sense some
jealousy.
bias. I mean, of course, I'm jealous of Alex. Of who wouldn't want to be Alex, you
Oh, chill.
know?
Chill, man.
Like.
Oh, man, you're making me shy. Yeah, since you opened your mouth, man, why don't you tell me some of the highlights that you can say VSA this year?
Well, yeah, for sure, for sure. Something that really jumps into my head right away is just obviously it was our first year back right from COVID. Just trying to get the gauge of things. So everybody in our officer board was pretty new. Everyone's like either a second year or like a third year, not really fully knowledgeable about how VSA was, how it was running at UTA before pre-COVID. So it was a lot of guess and check and like just like going with the flow and just trying to just going with it throughout the year. But something that I think overall we had a really successful fall semester as a whole. I think our member engagement, our actual member, like the numbers of our members, were at an all-time high. We've never had any more members than we had this year, like runs UTSA, similar to UTSA. Yeah, but I think overall fall semester entirely was really successful. We had a lot of external like attendance in the fall, like a lot of like people were just really, really like, I guess you could say, excited to go to things and just really willing to go to things. Another highlight is like our external. I feel like we had our turnout in general and just our like planning of the whole external was pretty smooth as I could hope for. It was really successful just seeing everybody and seeing all the support we have and all the friends we have throughout the partner schools. That definitely was probably the highlight of my year so far. Another high of the year, I think. Just everybody, like although like this past spring sem or this semester specifically, although we didn't have as much like people go wanting to go to places like how UD spring semester was, I feel like the biggest highlight is that the quality or summit in, or the biggest highlight of this semester so far was summit, but although we didn't have like a lot of members, it was like everybody who went took away a lot and really thought it was. Really helpful and really insightful, and it was just overall, I think we did a lot and grew the org really well this year.
Oh, that's really nice. I'm glad to hear that both of your schools had a lot of fun. The whole summit thing warmed my heart because I also went to summit and I took a lot out too. So I'm glad that I wasn't the only one.
I mean, you could keep the bait train going and start applying to staff and start applying to director positions. I feel like there's a lot more op learning opportunity, okay? Not, it
Oh,
doesn't stop there.
definitely.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Definitely. When those camp committee apps drop, I'll be looking at you, Ant. I'm gonna fill it out and
We'll
then
see,
I'm gonna
we'll
look at
see, we'll
you.
see. We'll see, we'll
But
see, we'll see.
You gotta send each other
yeah,
screenshot proofs.
we're just gonna, yeah, we're just gonna. I'll go if I'll just only do it if Alex does it. We're a duo. We're a package duo, you
I'm gonna do it. So you're digging yourself a
know?
hole right now. I'm gonna apply. So, yeah, moving on. Those are some of the highlights, but I just want to cover, not every year is perfect, even though we try our best to make it perfect. So I just wanted to know, like, what are some of y'all's biggest challenges and struggles this year, and like, how did y'all overcome them as a team? I'll toss it back to Ant.
Let me think. Some it's just like well, the first thing that comes to mind is just like this spring semester it really did hit us hard. Like again, like my board was new and like we didn't know what to expect. So like when the spring semester hit, like everybody just like member excitement just died down. So like it was really it really caught us off guard, you know? We didn't know how to deal with it. It was something that we really struggled with. It's I mean, I think that after a while everyone just understood that people are busy, they're doing school, and like it doesn't change what we do. It's just we have to have the events available to them. But if they go, then they can, you know? Like it's something that we definitely it was a hard pill to swallow for all of us. It took a lot of just a reflection to just get over that. Another challenge, I think probably the biggest challenge we had as a board this year is just we from the fall semester we basically had a whole new board for the spring semester. So our VP unfortunately our old VP Yom unfortunately had to drop last semester after last semester, and Dylan graduated last semester too. So we were already struggling to find replacements or interims for the vice president and president role for this semester. So that's when I stepped up, and our current interim president Bree stepped up, and we filled those roles. But we stepped up from regular office positions, so we had to train like pretty much two interns to do our old positions. So it's like basically us relearning like with the new board this semester. Like it kind of didn't feel like 1 year. I guess that it felt like two different beginnings, you know? Like it was just really hard for us in that way to just like pick up right where we left off. It was kind of hard to just link everything together when it felt so different. The board's aspect was different with everybody leaving and the new faces. And definitely for me too personally, that challenge of like stepping into more of a leadership role and more of a more vocal role in like meetings and just like I like if y'all know me like or I'm sure Bunny can attest to like I'm always joking around and stuff. Like I'm never like the person to take things seriously, but just learning how to do stuff like that, really learning to hone in on business, like whenever you gotta focus and on the task at hand, something that I struggled with personally as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think despite those challenges, y'all did really good. I like didn't notice, as an outsider, as like an external, I didn't notice like any drop in quality of like the events that y'all were pushing out, and it looked like y'all were doing like amazing. So I had no idea y'all were like struggling with it.
I really appreciate that. We worked really hard to try to do our best with the hand that we were dealt. So I
I mean,
really
the best you can do is fake it till you make it, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And I feel like with different set of people, you measure success differently, you know? And this you can see it from essentially across all the VSA, but member engagement dies down in the spring. And that's genuinely a normal thing. It is not because your board has changed that it's a changing factor. It's just because it's a new semester. And people typically by now or by the spring found a group of friends. And so they just stick with what they know. You know, they stick with their friends and they hang out with their friends. And so that's why they have less time to come out to events. But that does mean that you're not doing it great. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, UTSA, that was probably what we were struggling with too, and we've always struggled with member retention. But at the end of the day, it's genuinely the quality of your work that you're proud of, and you can only put out the best work and the best event for them. And it's a learning experience for you. If they want to come out, we'll always be there for them.
Yeah, I think
Sure.
fun is like, I don't know. I had there's no better way to say it. Just snaps, you know.
Van just showing her wisdom, I guess. I mean,
I know, man.
she's old. She's old. She's old. She's been through
Oh,
it.
don't say
She's been through it. She's been through it. She's
that.
been through it. You know, like she. This is all like. She's just laying her wisdom down there. You know.
I have to pay the road. Okay, so now the
Oh, bro,
road is
yeah.
paid. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, man. Now
And
I gotta walk across it.
I mean, I'm only old because my our VSA dynamic is really different in comparison to like, for example, UT. you most often don't see officers coming back. But in contrast, for UTSA, you almost always see an officer come back. And that's just like the culture of our officer dynamic. So that's why I've been around for a long time, because we always have the culture of coming back.
Yeah, and
Yeah, for sure.
I think
I think it's
South
just
has a
because you're
similar.
old,
Oh,
but
man.
whatever you say, whatever you know what they say, you know what the saying is, whatever floats your boat, you know, like whatever you want to say, whatever makes you
Oh,
feel good, whatever makes you sleep a bit.
listen, I was trying actually to encourage you.
No,
I was
and I appreciate that. I feel very encouraged right now. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
morale. Oh man. Yeah, I mean, I guess while we're just talking about Vaughn, why doesn't Vaughn tell us? I know you talked about a little bit, you're like, member retention in the spring, something that y'all struggled with. Is that still the issue for y'all, or like, what else have y'all been struggling with this year?
Probably just that. I mean, there are always going to be, I feel like personally, because I'm SEC, you know, but I've my presidency comes first, and the biggest problem for me is running the officer board. And I focus a lot on the officer board because then they can focus on the rest of the members. And to me, I mean, the struggle was the officer board, but I mean, who, which officer board isn't struggling, you know? So, I guess like the biggest struggle as a V, like as our entire VSA struggled with, was just member retention. Yeah.
Dang, I get that. But I'm glad that's like the only thing y'all are struggling with, or like one of the only things, and especially like the fact that y'all had a great turnout for Charity Ball, like makes it a little bit easier to swallow. Because you have that precedent now, and you can work off
Yeah.
of that.
And I feel like genuinely, because I've been through the ups and downs of VSA already, I don't get fazed by the downs as much as a lot of my directors and no, just directors have. And whenever we go through deltas, they would say things that we cannot obviously change. So I just had to kind of guide them through what could be changed, and that they shouldn't be beating themselves up for something that is not in their control. But yeah.
Yeah, as long as they try their best, there's not much else you can do,
Honestly.
right? Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to hear the ups and the downs of your schools. It's good to see like the other side, and not just through like Instagram posts or Facebook posts and stuff like that. But I wanted to know, like, on a regional level, like, how is being the bridge between your school and UVC South been? Like, is it what you expected? Like, what do you enjoy about it?
I'll let Ant speak first, just because he's a little bit newer to the role.
Okay, she doesn't have an answer. That's what she's saying.
Oh,
But you know what, Alex, you can always count on me. I got an answer.
sure.
So actually, I was actually I had no idea. First of all, I had no idea we even had this position. Dylan and Yom kind of kept it under wraps. They didn't really tell me about it. Like, I didn't really know much last semester, but they asked, they taught, they, or I read the job description whenever I came into interim vice president. So, like, I knew that this is something that I was going to take on. And I actually didn't know much. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like, I had no idea, no clue. But it's been, so I was really scared at first, really intimidating, really intimidated. But now, like, after going through the entire semester and just going through it, it's just like it's been a lot easier than I thought. My school is I would say, like, UTA is already really close to a lot of our partner schools, so
Honestly.
I didn't really feel like I was the bridge. I didn't really feel like I was the bridge. Obviously, I'm going to ICC meetings. I'm telling everybody what's going on with our school, like on a in a formal meeting, but I never felt like I was the only person that was the bridge, you know, like we love, like, UTA, we all love people from all the partner schools. UTSA, we're some of our best friends are from other schools, and like I never felt like I was just the only bridge. It's just like I felt like the biggest takeaway I've had as being an ICC is just like I guess like just talking to all the other different people in who's leading their respective VSA in their school, right? Because like it makes me feel, it gives me a sense of something, like gives me a sense of like I'm not the only one. You know, I'm not the only one that has to go through this, who has to go to these meetings all the time, or has to tell them, has to remember to write down all the stuff that our school is going through. You know, like I think that rather than like me being the bridge, it was just like me like just connecting more and just building a better relationship with other schools rather than just being the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Like just like
Yeah, no, I
building
get
like
that.
my personal relationship with all the schools and just having familiar faces everywhere.
That's beautiful. I when I thought of that question, I like didn't even consider that you weren't just the sole connection. I was like, I forgot that like everyone else at UTAVSA is like very involved, and like there's like y'all aren't even the only VSA in your area. Like there's UNT, there's UTD, so like I completely forgot about the external connections that y'all
Yeah,
have.
and I feel like that is, I feel like it's great that you have a good relationship with UTD and especially UNT. I remember one time, the first UNT VSA meeting ever, I was there, and there were a lot of UTA people there. And I was really surprised because you don't really see that down here, because everyone is so far away.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah,
For
for
sure.
sure. And this all it's all just because it's all just through like meeting each other through other people and just networking and just becoming friends, like sharing a common interest, like it's just like one big family, you know? So
Oh.
it's been really good.
That's sweet. That's really good.
But I mean, it's good that you're in the meeting too, because there are other partner schools outside of just the DFW area, and you get to know like Kathy, and you get to know me, because I feel like I haven't heard of you before, right? And I feel like we didn't really have a personal connection until you start showing up to those ICC meetings, and I'm like, okay, Ant, I remember Ant for sure now. You know? But I mean, you are also right, because the first person that I knew from UTA was Dylan, because he's kind of like an old head, and then I knew Damien, and I don't know, like I was like, oh, to me, Damien and Dylan were my, bridge, but then now like I know you too, so like it's really great that you like c come to the meetings.
Yeah, definitely. It's like you're not just the bridge, but you're also like developing, like you said, you're developing your own personal connections, which is I think is very sweet and very nice. What about you, Vun? How's it been for you in South?
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I did not choose to be ICC. I was kind of thrown into the pot, which is great, because during election last year, we had a full e-board, all five of us. But then, unfortunately, our VPX at the time, dropped her position, and Un focuses a lot, or Un is our VP Internal Affairs, and she focuses a lot on the internal stuff, and there's a lot going on already, so we could not put the ICC role onto her. Ashley is our current VP Operations. She's done this before, and she loved her, ICC line, but I think that she did not want to come back, and so kind of ultimately falls down onto me. And I'm so glad that I did it, because I just have I don't know, I feel like I have the best ICC line. Sorry, Alex. But I don't know. And especially after Ant came in, I feel like the dynamic has also shifted a little bit. And I really enjoy seeing how confident our ICCs have grown since the very beginning to now, because I've been in a VSA space for a long time, and so I've known Asia for a while, and I've known a lot of people for a while, and so I was really comfortable going in, giving updates, and leaving suggestions here and there. But I think the best part was seeing how everyone have adapted to the role as ICC, and like being a representative, like the face of their VSA, and I think that was like the most rewarding part.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was very surprised when I hopped into an ICC meeting to talk about something. I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks into spring, and I saw Ant like already like cracking jokes and like being all buddy buddy, and I was like, "This guy just got here. He's not shy. What?" And I think it's like you said, it's like it's really heartwarming, and it's really I don't know, you feel kind of like nostalgic almost, like watching all these people like come out of their shells and grow into their roles.
Y'all reminiscing about the old days?
Yeah,
Are y'all
definitely, bro.
ever like that?
Definitely,
Yeah,
man.
that's right. I do miss Dylan a lot, okay? But it's also great
Oh.
seeing you around, Anne. It's a different
Yeah.
dynamic for sure. No, because I don't know. Like, I love Dylan, but when he was ICC, like, he didn't really crack jokes in the same way that you do. He was, like, a little bit more reserved. But,
Dylan's kind of shy. That's fine.
yeah.
Dylan's shy,
He's
but
not,
he's very
okay, but
nice.
he's not shy. He's not shy. He's just, like, shy with us, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. He was an ICC for a little bit of my year too, and he was shy, but he was cute, so it's fine.
I think I started developing more of a personal relationship with Dylan after we became ICCs together. It gives us more of a reason to talk to each other.
That's nice, yeah. You're like forced to
Basically.
see them every 2 weeks, so it's like you just kind of got to talk to them, yeah, I mean, I guess straight into the next question. Y'all have kind of already touched on it, but I just want to hear like what kind of impact UBC South has made on your schools this year. We'll start with one.
Okay, yeah, so I think that I've been around the South space for a few years, and I think that South provides a common platform for all of the constituent to come together because without, they're not technically an umbrella. I think they are like a knot in the middle. They bring all the schools together, and then we have a common bond. And I think that's why our partner schools are really strong because we have a common bond, you know? Not only do we have our own events and other people show up to support our own events, we support South too. And South's there to support us just in the same way that we support them. And I think that they provide a lot of resources since a lot of UVSS South people are a little bit older and they have a little bit more experience. And so they have already made all these resources available for co their constituent that honestly, I feel like not a lot of people take advantage of or like know about. And honestly, for example, eBoard. eBoard is a whole resource on their own. I have personally reached out to Asia probably like every other day, kind of asking for her advice and asking for help. Our VSA currently right now is working on like a small internal project that is kind of geared towards the officer side. And we really needed advice. And I reached out to Asia. I was like, hey, I think I need help. Can you help? And she set up a meeting and the new eBoard and I hopped into the meeting and we talked about it. It was great. That was really helpful feedback. And we also have like the alumni relation committee, and they are obviously the bridge between the constituent and also the alumni. And alumni love giving wisdom. You know, they have so much and they want
Yeah.
keep wanting to like pass it down. And we don't realize that alumni are also like a lot of resources that are really helpful too. And so for South really provide that platform and the resources. We just need to keep asking and seeking for it.
Definitely, yeah. It's funny that you said the alumni love passing the wisdom down, 'cause you even sounded like an alumni this call. But no,
That was unprovoked. I did not want to be called out for that.
Hey, that was Alex, not me. Don't look at me. That was Alex.
I
He's
was pointing out
listen,
a
listen.
similarity.
Technically, Alex, you're also an alumni after having, or the both of you, because you're both
Hey, but
ICC.
don't change the subject. It's about you.
Well, I don't
Okay.
think we're alumni yet. I think it's when we're not doing anything else. That's when we become alumni. I think. I'm not sure.
Whatever Alex says is right.
Do you have a UVSA South email?
Me?
Yes, the both
Yeah.
of you. Okay, then you're an alumni.
What? We're still
That
active in
makes
our roles,
no
though.
sense. That's not, that makes no sense.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
okay, so the first, for example, I staff UVC South Summit 8 for the first time, and I'm still an active member of South, but I mean, technically, I qualify for that alumni status with South because I've already served for them. And being ICC, you are qualified to be an alumni the moment that you have served UVSA South.
Yeah, after you finish your
Oh
term, if you don't do anything else, you'll be an alumni, even though
man.
you're
Yeah.
still in school.
So are you trying to prove that you're young or old? I'm confused.
That
Oh,
we're all on the same level.
bro.
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't know, man. I was the logistics director for Summit 10. I mean, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. I don't know who that was.
Who's
Yeah,
that?
I don't know who that was. Never heard of her.
If you don't know, Vun was also the leadership was the South Leadership Summit 10 logistics director, and she did amazing. So that's what we're
Thank you.
referencing. But yeah, Anne,
Not a
what
lot of
about you?
people know. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, you're
You're
good.
good.
What kind of impact has South made on y'all?
Okay, so I feel like UTA and UTSA's what Yvonne was saying, I feel like UTA kind of is a little different. Well, we are like a relatively young board. Like all of us are probably second year students. So like we never knew, like I said a while ago, like we never knew how to do things, how to run the org in person. So and we always like everybody in South is kind of like what we look up to, right? Because they've been doing this for a long time. They've seen it. They've seen how an org should run. So like whether like we even asked for it or not, we always took little things from everybody that we met, like from Vaughn, Asia, like Alex, or like Jackie, anybody that we interacted with, or Matt, or anybody that we interacted with, we always took bits and pieces from them, whether we knew or not, or whether they knew or not. That's because we're very like new. We're very new. We're very young, or I guess rookies to this. So we never really asked because we always felt bad. I felt like personally, I never really reached out to Asia or like anybody for help because I always felt like, dang, I don't want to. I feel bad, you know. Like I think that's natural to feel too. That you don't want to. Well, yeah, Asia's busy. She's like she got all this stuff to do. So like, I don't want to bother her, you know. And
Fun
I know that's not.
fact, she replies the fastest to
She
like
does.
her
No.
response time is so fast.
No, I know.
Oh.
I noticed. But yeah, like I know that's not true necessarily, but like it always like as a board, it always made us feel bad of reaching out. So like I guess the biggest way we got impacted was for sure like our first ever experience as a board. Like most of our board went to Camp Legacy or the last Camp Legacy last summer, and every single one of our, I can confidently say, was majorly affected leadership wise from that camp, from camp. And just like I think like everybody took away something very, very good from camp. So like I think if you were to ask probably every person on our board what UVSA South or what their favorite memory from South and also what they got the most out of, probably I would say like 9 out of 10 of us would say camp. And that definitely was like something that we took just looking at all the different leaders from all the different schools, like kind of like you're like we're seeing it for the first time. Yeah, we're really seeing like how big of like a close-knit, like a big family like this, like the South really is. And it just the big that for sure impacted UTA, not just my board, but what we gave to VSA to or our VSA to. But yeah.
That's where I met you, Anne. Camp Legacy 6.
Yeah,
Me
and you.
too,
And the
yeah.
next time, yeah. And then the next time, one saw me, she called me the wrong name.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not get into it. Yeah, I think camp is an amazing experience for me as well. I definitely recommend you and your board and anyone else that's on the fence or that's like been impacted by camp or just wants to get involved to like apply for camp committee applications or camp family leader applications for this upcoming camp when they come out. Definitely,
Nice
it's
with the
like
shameless plug.
definitely no, not shameless, dude. Definitely shameless plug.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, y'all should definitely apply when it comes around. I know I will be keeping an eye on that, and y'all should be too. But that flows smoothly into our next question. What's like one piece of advice that you would give to someone who's on the fence about like getting involved in VSA, maybe running for an officer position at their local school or a staff position in the UVSA South? Like, well, yeah, what's like one thing you would tell them? Fun.
I have so so much to say, but to narrow it down, I would say the one thing is that it's not as scary as you think it is.
That's true.
Yeah. A lot of people are afraid to step up to staff because they think staffing is crazy hectic. But I think it's, I mean, they have a whole board to help them, you know? They have they have their director or camp captain to help them. And it's really not that scary because once you're in the position, you will learn, along with everybody else, you will learn how to fill in the gaps that you're missing. So it's really not that scary. Take your chance. It will genuinely make the experience a lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
My advice. Yep. Yeah.
For me, I can't really speak on like the staff position part, but like, cause I've never been on staff or any like external, but
that's okay.
Like, for officer, I would say like my biggest advice is probably just kind of similar to what Vaughn said about staff. Just like, don't be scared to take the leap of faith. You know, like, you meet so many people, through this, and you can not only network, but just meet friends that are people and friends and individuals that you'll probably be in touch with for the rest of your life. And there's so many cool people that you can meet through being an officer, through South, just through being involved, going through school. You know, like, you're already going to go to college. You might as well try your best to meet a lot of different people as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think both of you had like great advice. I know, Ant, that you, like, even though you're still relatively young in this space, like, you have your own experiences that you can speak about. Like, I've never been been an officer and then like had to step up to a different position the next semester. So, like, you have experiences too. Like, just because you're a little bit younger than like some other people, that doesn't mean like you don't have valid experiences either. Yeah, I think y'all had. Sorry, what's up?
I feel like I don't tell you this enough, but I'm very proud of you and Bree for taking that leap of faith, because genuinely being the top two people is very intimidating. And now you become the face of the organization and all the responsibilities genuinely falls on your shoulder. And you both carry that very well this semester. So props to y'all.
Aw, I appreciate that, Vaughn. Hey, yo, someone clip that. It's a rare moment of Vaughn being nice to you.
I'll send you the clip later. I'll clip it. I'll cut it and send it to you. But yeah, on that note, that's all the time we had for today. Thank you all so much for coming here and talking to me. I honestly had a lot of fun recording this. It's been a couple months since I recorded an episode, and this was, like I said, very, very fun. So thank you for coming, y'all. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Oh yeah, no problem. Is there anything else y'all wanted to talk about, or anything like you wanted to say before we close out?
Okay, just like one question that I have for you before we step out. How does it feel being on the other side after serving as ICC?
That's a good question. It's kind of bittersweet and nostalgic, I guess. Like, for those of you that don't know, I was UT's ICC. I was a RepX last year. And, you know, when I go to ICC meetings sometimes, I like, want to be back in that space. In a way, I want to be the ICC again. I want to like go to these meetings and crack jokes and work under Asia and all that stuff. But at the same time, like, I know that I've moved on from the rest of the position. Like, I couldn't be a VPX again. Like, that's just not in my future. So I know like it's time for me to move on. And honestly, seeing Kathy as my successor and seeing all the work she's doing, how she ran convention, how she runs the meeting, or how she attends the meetings, and seeing everyone else like grow and perform, it's like the next generation. It's like kind of, it's really sweet. It's like, wow, I'm not the only one that's interested in VSA. Like, there's other people too. This is great.
It's a community.
Yeah, I know. I feel kind of old, but I also know I'm like very, very young compared to everyone else. So it's like a balance. But yeah, that is everything about you, Ant. Any closing remarks?
No, I just say thank you for having me. It was an honor to be in the presence of Alex Gobert and
Stop
Kyle
it.
London.
Oh my
You're
goodness.
great,
Okay.
man.
Thank you
You're great
so
too,
much.
Alex. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time. But with that, we will be ending this episode. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.